Isn't that right? They got it. They know how it's done. I understand. But I want to show you what will happen with our bridegroom. So if you will take your Bible and turn to Luke chapter number 12. Luke chapter number 12. I'm going to find me a landing pad here in a minute. Just hang on. Luke chapter 12. I just have fun preaching about this kind of stuff. It's a blessing. The Bible says, "Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself." That's something servants did. They'd wrap a towel around their waist. "And make them to sit down to meat. And will come forth and serve them." You know what Jesus is going to do during the marriage supper of the Lamb? To his bride and to the assembled guests, he's going to serve us. Can you imagine? We're there because of him. Everything that's happening is because of him. Yet he is going to take the time to continue to be a blessing to us. And we're going to spend eternity with him yonder in heaven. Well, I tell you, that excites me. Yes, because after our honeymoon is over, we're going to return to the palaces of glory and we're going to spend eternity together there with him. I can imagine picking up the New Jerusalem Times the next day. Going down and getting one out of the box. Open that thing up to the society page. Oh, a wedding. Says something like, "Yesterday the Lamb of God took his bride unto himself in a service presided over by God the Father. The bride was dressed in garments of glorious white, and she shone with the glory of a thousand suns. The groom was dressed in glory, as is his custom. The marriage was pronounced, and the couple left together for a 1,000-year honeymoon on planet Earth, where they plan to rejoice together and celebrate their union, and after which they're returning to glory to live in the mansions of heaven forever and ever." Amen. And it says here that while the ceremony was going on, that the cherubim and the seraphim hovered overhead crying, "Holy, holy, holy." And the angels stood back at a respectful distance and lifted their voices and shouted glory to God. And the bride was so overcome that in the midst of the celebration, she too began to praise him and fell down before the bridegroom. Oh my, what a day that'll be. What a day. Can I ask you something? Are you going to be there? Are you going to be there? Are you saved? If you've never trusted Jesus, you need to do that, because the only way to get to the marriage supper of the Lamb and be part of the bride, which, by the way, is a whole lot better than being part of the friends of the bridegroom, is to be born again. And the only way to be born again is to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. If you haven't, I want to invite you to do that today. Are you ready for that wedding in the sky? If you're not, you can be. For those of us that are going, know we are. How well are you preparing for that? What you going to be dressed in when you get there? How glorious will your garment be? If I'm right, and I could be wrong. It's happened once or twice. Today. Okay, since I've been preaching. But I just want you to know that there's help for you in Christ. And if you're not prepared for that wedding, whether it be that your life's not right as a Christian or you're not saved, Jesus loves you this morning. And he died for you. And if you'll come to him, he'll save you by grace and take you to that home in heaven so you can be with him during that glorious marriage. Boy, I look forward to that. I really do. Now, I'll just let y'all in on a secret. Please don't tell this on me. I ain't much on weddings. I really not. I mean, I think they're nice and all that, but it's just not my cup of tea. You know what I'm saying? Y'all understand that, don't you? All the ladies are mad. I can tell. Well, I'd rather be honest with you. Now, I go to them and I do them because that's what you do. And you want to help folk and be a blessing to them, and they're happy about it. And so, you know, I try to be happy too. And we make it, and we get the job done. Some of them stick, some of them don't. But you do what you can, you know. But I think that's one wedding I'm going to enjoy. I really do. I think I'm going to like that in big time. I think I'm going to enjoy the service. I think I'm going to enjoy the honeymoon. I think I'm going to enjoy living with Him forever. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to enjoy that. I thought about it, and I think I will. How about you? Are you ready for that? If you're not, you come this morning and get it ready. Brother Donnie, let's have a song. God's dealt with your heart. You come today. Would you do that? You mind Him as we sing.